This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Eight missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, Arispura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. Defense sources said all the missiles were intercepted and blocked by the air defense units. Sources said that the visuals over the Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. The Pakistani army is operating and behaving like a terror organization, Hamas, and the sources said that the Pakistan's ISI and the Hamas met last month at the POK. The military stations of Jammu, Pathankot, Udhampur is approximately to the international boundary and is targeted by the Pakistan using missiles and drones, and there have been no losses. The threat was neutralized by the Indian Armed Forces as per the SOP with the kinetic and the non-kinetic means. The defense sources said drones were sighted at multiple places along with the French front and confirmed by the hostile. These were effectively engaged by the Indian air defense systems. Meanwhile, at around 11 p.m. last night, border security force foiled the major infiltration built at the international boundary of Jammu Kashmir's Samba district. The defense sources said that the inputs with respect to the suicide attacks by the terrorists at Pathankot at Rajouri is completely false. They also said that there has been no movement of tanks on either sides. In view of the recent aggression from Pakistan's side, Kishangarh, Bhuntar and the Ludhiana airports have been closed. Early operations of several airports including Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh were suspended. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed the media reports, reclaiming that the airports across the country have been closed, calling them incorrect. At the same time, the Delhi airport has issued travel advisory, saying that operation remain normal. The same flights have been impacted due to the changing airspace conditions and heightened security. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, spoke with the U.S. Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, yesterday evening and underlined India's targeted, measured response to cross-border terrorism. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India will firmly counter any attempts at escalation. He said that it deeply appreciates the U.S. commitment to the work with India in the fight against terrorism. The External Affairs Minister also discussed India's targeted and the measured response to firmly counter terrorism in teleconference with Italian Deputy Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani. Dr. Jaishankar stated that any escalation with Pakistan will see a strong response. The External Affairs Minister also discussed the ongoing development with the EU High Representative of the Foreign Affairs and the Security Policy, Kajal Kallis, and India has been measured in its actions that any escalation will be a firm response, added by Dr. S. Jaishankar. The Indian Armed Forces targeted air defense radars and the systems at the number of locations in Pakistan yesterday morning. According to the Defense Ministry, it has been learned that the air defense system at Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said that the Indian response has been in the same domain with the same intensity as Pakistan. Pakistan attempted to engage in a number of military targets in the northern and the western India, including Avantepuri, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kartapura, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Nal, Phalori, Uttarli and Bhuj using drones and missiles on Thursday. These were neutralized by the integrated counter-UAS grid and the air defense systems. The ministry said that Pakistan has increased its intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortars and the heavy caliber artillery in the areas of Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendhar and the Rajouri districts and Jammu and Kashmir. The ministry said that the 16 innocent lives has been lost, including 3 women and 5 children due to the Pakistani firing. The Delhi government has cancelled all leaves of its officials and its officers until further notice. In an official letter, it stated that the decision was made in light of the prevailing situation and the necessity to ensure the preparedness of the emergency response system. American prelate Robert Francis Prevost has been elected as the new pope, becoming the first American pontiff in the history of Catholic Church. And that is the end of this news bulletin.